Today is Mesach Tanidu Daf Chav Ches, a short episode. The Gemara, let's begin with reading a few lines of Gemara. Gemara appears on Daf Chav Ches on the days. Leima Ketano, the least was familiar. Leima Misayele. Let us present a proof to the position of the previous Tana that we're dealing here with a tumtum va'andiroginus, a person that is either missing both simonim. We have a question if the person is a zohar or a nekeva, male or female. The reason why a person we can be in doubt if a person is a male or a female can be one of two reasons. Either that part of the body is covered by flesh, some type of abnormality in his birth, in the way he developed, where the section that would normally appear, the simonim of a zohar nekeva, is completely covered. So we need to go through a surgical procedure to determine if he is a zohar or a nekeva. So in the meantime, until that procedure is done, this person is called a tumtum. It's concealed. So in halacha, the Gemara was presented a very big chiddush halacha. He's not here, not there. Until the surgical procedure is done and the simonim present themselves, he's not a zohar, not a keva. He's in no man's land. Well, we'll see exactly what it means in a moment. Then we have an andiroginus. Andiroginus means a person that's both.
Yeah.
Unusual mutation, unusual situation where he is both. He has both simonim, the simonim of a zohar and a keva. So the question is, halacha, how do we determine his status? Then it goes on to make things more complicated. Sharohu loiven oy oden. These individuals have seen either blood coming from that makom, from that area, or loiven, what would seem to be shechva zera. Now, both, whether it's, now if this person was, let's go step by step. If this person is a zohar, he's a male, let's say we would know for sure that he's a male, and there would be blood. Person would have blood come out of part of the body in that area. Does that blood make him into a nida? Absolutely not. Ridiculous. If a person is a zohar, they have a clear cut. I know it sounds a little bit gross, but just try to put aside the mitzvahs and just talk about the theoretical ideas. If a person is a vadai zohar, and a vadai zohar has what appears to be damnida, it's nothing. It's nonsense. L'may nafkamina. If a person's tummy goes into the base hamigdash, it's chayav kars. A classic halacha. Can't go into the base hamigdash if you're not tar. That's why bizman hazeh, all the complications. Going on the harbayis, with tamei mason, where the nida, shechva zera, all the different things that have to be done in order to be mitarasas. If a person is a zohar and he has blood, which would normally appear to be damnida, nothing. We just ignore it. It's like a person who has a wound, he cut himself, his blood. He is 100% tahar. And he can go into the Beis HaMikdash. But if he's in a keva, a woman has dam. A woman has dam. She's in nida. What's there to talk about? She's in nida. She can't go into the Beis HaMikdash. Vice versa. Let's say we have a woman, and the woman all of a sudden has what appears to be the equivalent of loiven. Okay, we'll use loiven as a term that refers to what's the equivalent of shechva zera. Is the woman tmeya? But she has what appears, maybe you'll even define chemically, you'll show that it's exactly the same thing as shechva zera. How could that possibly be? But whatever it is, theoretically, if she's a woman, she's a woman. Loiven is nothing. She's tahara. It's nonsense. Here we don't know what the person is. The person is both. He's a zohar and a keva. One of them, we know what. And now this individual has an emission of either what's red blood or loiven white. Problem is this person, what's his stats? So long comes when the Gemara says, "Lema satum de ragidoy this shero loiven no edom." So the person himself is a suffix. We don't know if he's zohar or a keva. To make things more complicated, he has one not the other, only one not the, because if you have both, then for sure manavshach. If this person has both blood and white, then the fashur manavshach. If he's a zohar, he's tamei. If he's in a keva, she's tameya, right? Manavshach. But only has one of the two. And now they enter the base hamikdash. Ein chayav in albias hamikdash. So it's a suffolk. It is a suffolk.
Ein chayavin.
There's no
karis.
Oh, I'll be there.
At the end of the days, ha-midosh is no karis. The ein sarfin aleim es ha-truma. And we don't burn if they touch truma. The truma is not tummy to the degree that it has to be burnt. Truma that's vaday tummy must be burnt. Truma that's tahar may not be burnt. So it's in the middle. If it's in the middle, we don't know it's a suffix. Whenever it's a suffix, we have to apply the chumras of both. We cannot eat it, because you're not allowed to eat truma tameya, but you may not burn it. Ein chayv ein sarfin aleim es ha-truma. Now, okay, that's all we really need for the Gemara. And we need for the now. The problem here comes the question. The question is, but this person is still at this point not allowed to enter the Beis Hamikdash because of the possibility that maybe
he's tame.
Maybe let's say the person has red. Let's say there's red. So can the, if the person enters the Beis Hamikdash, is he chayif karis? No, it's a safek, because maybe he's not a male. Maybe he's a female. Maybe he's a male. Maybe he's a male, and a male red is nothing. So he's not chayav karis, but is he allowed to enter the Beis Hamikdash? Absolutely not. We have to take into consideration the possibility that maybe this person is a female, and a female male, she's a tameya, she's a nida, and she may not enter the Beis Hamikdash. That's all. And the Chazon Ish is a very simple question. Not really, he doesn't say the question mamash the way I'm saying it, but maybe that's what comes out. Why can't we allow this individual to enter the Beis Hamikdash lichatchila? The person has a chazaka. We have here a suffix. The person, we don't know if it's a male or a female. Let's take a step. Even if the person was a male, a female, but what was this person's status until now? Until now, there was no blood. This is the first time that this person saw blood in their life. So until now, every single day of this person's life, whether they were male or female, there was no restriction whatsoever for this individual to enter the Beis Hamikdash. Because whether it's a female, whether it's a male, I'm Tahar, I can go into the Beis Hamikdash. Now, today I got a problem. Today there's red. So there's red, I'm in a state, I'm a suffix. Now, if I'm a male, it's no big deal, I can go into the Beis Hamikdash. If I'm a female, I got a problem, I'm a suffix. 50-50. So every time in halacha we have a suffix 50-50, suffix d'oraisa l'chumra. Absolutely. But that's only in a situation where we don't have a chazaka to dilute the suffix. There's a very basic principle that if you have a chazaka, the chazaka can assist in diluting the severity of the suffix. Let me give you a classic example, the most classic example. Mikvah. We have a mikvah. And the mikvah, we definitely know at one point in time, the mikvah, well, let's not say we know what at one point in time, but the mikvah generally is a kosher mikvah. A mikvah needs 40 saw. We know at one point in time the mikvah was a kosher mikvah. Today we measured the mikvah, and guess what? It's 39. Something is missing. It's not a kosher mikvah. In between the time that we do not know when this happened, we do not know when the mikvah became deficient, a person who was tameh entered the mikvah. Or a utensil that was tameh was immersed in the mikvah. So what is the what is the status?
So it's a suffix.
So it's a suffix. What is the status of the person? It's 50-50. We should say that the person was definitely Tommy, right? He was Tommy. He went into the mikvah. 50-50. There's a 50% possibility that he's tar. And there's a 50% possibility that he's tameh, because we really do not know what the status of the mikvah was at that point in time. Maybe he was tameh, maybe he was tar. So what is the status of the person right now, mikanul haba? 50-50. Let's say this person were to touch truma. Is he allowed to go into the Beis Hamikdash, this person? No, because he's a safek. Is he going to the Beis Hamikdash, is he chayef karis? No, because he's a safek. That's not the halach. The halacha in this case is the person is treated as being 100% tummy. Because the mikvah, it's true, the mikvah is 50-50. But let's look at the person. The person has a chazakah of being tummy. So when you combine the person's status, his chazakah, with the 50-50, it tips the 50-50 more to the side of vaday tameh. So then you have a situation when you want to go, when you have a pure suffix, then we say 50-50. But when the suffix, it has to also be taken into consideration with, when a suffix has to be taken into consideration with a a chazakah, a previous status, then we don't say 50-50. If your status until now was you were 100% tameh, and now we need to transform you, to change your status from tameh to tahor, and you're going through a situation that's 50-50, doesn't work. You remain in a state of being 100% tameh. 50-50 is only when 50-50 is viewed in isolation. But if you're going through a situation where we need that situation to transform you from one state to another state, 50-50 is not going to transform you even misafik. You're going to remain in your previous status, and your previous status was tameh, you're going to remain tameh. So the Chazanish's question is, that should be exactly the same thing here in our Gemara. We have here a person that is 50-50. We don't know if they're a male or a female. And now they see blood. And when they see blood, if this person is a male, no big deal. If this person is a female, it's red, then this person is going to be tameh. It's a situation of 50-50. Therefore, 50-50, you're 50-50. So don't do anything. We're not going to hold you responsible. We're not going to give karis. We're not going to burn the truma, but you can't eat the truma, and you can't go to the Beis HaMikdash. The Chazanish question, why is this situation different in the case of the mikvah? In the case of the mikvah, we were trying to transform a person from one state to another state through a situation of 50-50, and it didn't work. Here's the same exact thing. This person, their whole life, they were tahar. There was never blood. There was never a problem. They were allowed to go to the Beis HaMikdash every day of their life. All of a sudden, today we have a problem. Today this blood is red, and the bread is only 50-50. It's 50-50, so we should put the person's previous status. His previous status was tahar. We should be allowed to continue to go into the Beis HaMikdash because it's only 50-50. Okay, that's the question. The question clear? I'm getting looks.
It sounds a little apples and oranges. That's all.
What?
It sounds a little like apples.
Why apples and oranges? It's the same thing. So if you do the question, it's half the question. The woman over here, this human being here has now seen an emission of red. Does that change his status from until now? This person was tahar. This person, whether he's a male or a female, he was tahar. Let's say he's 50, he's 13, 14 years old. He was tahar. He never had any problem his whole life.
He was also definitely a male or definitely a female.
It doesn't make a difference.
But we don't know.
We don't know what he was. But whatever he was, whether he was a male or whether he was a female, one thing is for sure, he was tahar. And every single day of his life, he was entering the Beis HaMikdash with no restriction whatsoever. Today he wakes up and there's red. There's red. So now we have a question. The question is he tummy? What are the statistics? What's the halacha? When we analyze this question of red, the statistics are... Yeah, Baruch, what are you saying?
If this person was definitely a female, if it was
yes,
not that female,
100%
and had been taught her entire life, and this is the first time that she sees blood.
Yes.
Sorry there.
Vadai tamei. 100% tamei. But we don't know that this person is definitely a female. This person might be a male.
But the Shaila about whether the...
Okay, you're touching on the answer. Okay, you're touching on the answer. You have to know how to say the answer. Excellent. You, Baruch, you're saying the answer. You're already getting to the answer. I see you're touching on it, but we have to just say the words, the Lomisha words. But let's just look at this in the very theoretical case.
The Shaila is on our knowledge of the
okay, good,
status,
you got the answer.
But not on the status
that's,
of the
that's
itself.
The answer. But let's... You got the answer. I just want to say the Lomisha terms of the answer. So it's very sure you saw. But let's just get the question. The person, every day of their life, was in a state of tahar. They were allowed to enter the mikvah with no restriction whatsoever. All of a sudden, they wake up today and there's red. And now the red is a question. The question, am I tameh tahor? What is, you come to the Rav, you want to make a statistical analysis. What does the statistical analysis tell you? 50-50. If you are a male, you're tahor. If you're a female, you're tummy. We don't know what you are. We don't know what you are. You're 50-50. So can I enter the Beis HaMikdash? Well, based upon everything that we know until now, I would say yes. Because right now you're entering into a situation that's 50-50, but you have to your advantage a previous status of being Tahar. And when you have a previous status of being Tahar, then a 50-50 situation does not take you out of that status.
It's not a 50-50. It's 100-100. Because either the person is 100% Vada female and is 100% Vada.
Why should that make a difference? It's a chilek that's not mechalek. You can always make differences. But why should a chilek, a difference, make a difference in Allah? So that's the question. Let me tell you the answer, then we'll work backwards. Then you'll be right away. It's really what you're saying. So here's the answer. Everyone says the very important yisod to know in Chazakis, all over Shas, and it's the Chazanish. The Iker brings this out here from Daf Chavches. So this is a big yisod. And it comes from here, Chavches Anida, not from Baba Kama, Baba Basra. And the Chazanish says this here, and the Shari Yosh was of Shimon Shkop. He lived before the war. He was in America. I think he taught in YU. So before YU became YU, it was Eitz Chaim, but he taught in YU before he came to before the war. Of Shimon Shkop, he wrote a number of svarim, and one of them is called Shari Yosh and Tsugis Lomisha Yanin, and also the Oynig Yantif says the same Yisait. What's the Yisait? There's a chilek, a difference between a sofek in din and a sofek in maisa. These are the lomdisha terms that are used by the acharim. Sofek in din and sofek umais. Now, what does that mean? What it basically means is, in our situation, we have here a individual. We don't know if he's a male or a female. There's blood, there's red. How do we deal with this situation? This is called a sofek in din. What does that mean, a sofek in din? This question is not isolated to the situation on hand. This is a general question which has a billion applications. Is this individual chayiv to wear tefillin? Is this individual chayiv in all mitzvos shasei shasman grama? A zohar is chayiv in mitzvah say shahazman grama. A female is exempt. She can do it, but she's exempt from mitzvah say shahazman grama. The question that we're dealing with is a question that's called din. It's all encompassing. It has applications to many situations. And by and large, in all of those situations, there's no chazokah. There's nothing to put. There's no in those situations you can't say, oh, since yesterday I didn't have to do mitzvah, so today I don't have to do mitzvahs. That's ridiculous. Yesterday you were a minor, that's why you didn't do mitzvahs. Okay, we can't go into all the details, but generally speaking, in 99% of the situations that you're going to ask, there's no chazaka. The question is a pure question, 50-50. Is this person chayv in mitzvos? Not. You can't say me in that situation, well, since yesterday he didn't have to do mitzvos, say I don't do mitzvos. That's ridiculous. There's no such thing. Because every person that's doing mitzvos, because our cousin doesn't do mitzvos, you don't say such a thing. That, whatever reason, you don't say such nonsense. So since we're dealing with androgynous or timtum, and we have over here this massive dilemma, oh my gosh, what are we going to do with this guy? Male, female, many sugis, how we deal with such a person, and this is a nogea, kotar, kula. And now enters the Chacham, and the Chacham says, oh, look at this, we have over here, this person was going to the Beis HaMikdash, we have laws of Tumah V'Tahara. And in the laws of Tumah V'Tahara, we have unique halachas, the only applicable to Tumah V'Tahara, Chazok Cheskas Tahara. I was Tahar yesterday. Yesterday I walked into the Beis HaMikdash, I was in a state of Tahara. And these Yisodos work, these are unique to laws of Tumah V'Tahara. Today it is red, wow. If I'm 100% a female, that's it. It's over. If I'm a male, then, so technically speaking, you can construct a lomdisha situation, I should go basa chazaka. No. You only can follow the laws of chazaka when you're going through a 50% twilight zone that is unique to your situation only. when you're going through this twilight zone, 50-50, which is a 50-50 that is all-encompassing for multiple halachas, for kol ha-Torah kula, and all of those halachas, the chazakas, there's no yadayim v'raglayim, then we view the question, even for a situation of chazaka, as a pure 50-50, and when it's pure 50-50, you're not allowed to enter the Beis HaMikdash. But what about the mikvah? In the case of the mikvah, it's only nogeya the mikvah. There's nothing to discuss. We have a mikvah, and we have kelim, and the kelim put immersed in the mikvah. Are the kelim tarei? Are the kelim tahar? It's an isolated little halacha that has nothing to do with anything other than this mikvah and these kelim. It doesn't have global ramifications anywhere else. Let me give you another example. Bein Hashemashos. A person does malacha Mitzvah Shabbos. Shabbos is over. Well, Shabbos is just about to be over. It's getting dark. And, okay, you'll define, that's an infinite sugya to define Bein Hashemashos. Whatever this told period is called, person does malacha. I have a chazakah. Am I chayiv to bring a karba? A person was mechalel Shabbos by accident during the twilight period when Shabbos is over. I want atonement. I want to go to the Beis HaMikdash and bring a karban. So they say, listen, you mechal Shabbos, Bein HaShemashos, Safek Yom, Safek Laila. Maybe really Shabbos is over. If Shabbos is over, you don't bring a karban. You did nothing wrong. So you don't bring a karban. No karban. I want to bring, no, the guy says, I'm a London. Since I have a chazakah, until now it was Shabbos, right? It was Shabbos the whole day. And now I've come into a period of time in the day where it's suffix. I should go boss of the chazakah. So since it was Shabbos until now, so let it be Shabbos more. Let it be Shabbos. Let Shabbos, the laws of Shabbos, continue to be in HaShemashos, and I should bring a karbon. They say it in the note. Yours, the suffix of Bein HaShemashos, suffix Yom, suffix Laila, is not isolated to the karbon chatas. If you would have sinned, you would have brought a karban chatas during the day. Now it's Bein HaShemashos. You want to extend the law of you bring a karban into the twilight zone of Bein HaShemashos. Literally the twilight zone. Bein HaShemashos is a Safek Yom, Safek Laila for an infinite number of questions that have nothing to do with bringing a karban chatas. Let's say a child is born Bein HaShemashos Mitzvah Shabbos. When is the Bris Milah? Is the Bris Milah next Shabbos, or is it going to be the next Sunday? Does this have anything to do with your bringing a karban chatas on Shabbos? Nothing. It's a shayla. Child came into the world, knew no chazakas. He didn't exist. He first entered the scene, Bein HaShemashos. Bein HaShemashos is a suffix 50-50 with the term suffix din. When you have a suffix din and you want to attach to it a chazaka to influence the 50-50, we have a general principle that when you go through a matzah of 50-50, the 50-50 doesn't take you out of your previous status. That's only true when the 50-50 is called a suffix maser, a suffix in the incident. Like the case of mikvah. Was the mikvah chaser? Was the mikvah mole? The person is vaday tame. So did when the person went through the mikvah, that's 50-50, did his status change? No, his status didn't change because we put the person back on his chazakah. Because here the suffix 50-50 is a suffix maisa. It is exclusive. This mikvah is kosher, not kosher. It has nothing to do with any other din in the world than removing tumah from a person and a utensil. It's exclusive to the situation on hand. But when you're going through a matzav of a suffix din, where you're going into Bein HaShemashos has numerous applications in halacha. You want to isolate it now for your purposes and discuss the law of a chazaka b'nogea karban chatas. I was chayav karban chatas until now, so let me continue chayav karban chatas when I go through the 50-50 period of Bein HaShemashos. Well, sorry, sir, you can't apply that rule here because the suffix Bein HaShemashos is not only relative to going through your chazaka of a karban chatas. There are many halachas that we need to discuss. What is the period of Bein HaShemashos? For a bris milah, for this, for that. Similarly, when it comes to the case of Hilchos Yahar Gemara, or Tumah V'Adigroigenes, this is an open field. What is this Tumah V'Adigroigenes? What kind of person is this? It's not only the rules of Tumah V'Tahara. Therefore, even though it's true your status until now was Tehoira, who cares? We don't care about that. You're now a non-duogenous, a tumtum non-duogenous. It's 50-50, there's red. It's a, you look at it as a pure 50-50, and a pure 50-50, the halacha is, you're stuck in the middle, and you have to be able to resolve the shrift. Did I answer the question? Is that really what you're trying to say?
I'm questioning why should they be different? The stuff again and the stuff in my say, why should it be?
Because it has a broader application.
Why should that make a difference though? Why should the broader application make a difference?
Because the fact that it's broad, it shows that it's not isolated to particular halacha. That shows that it's unique.
So it affects other halachas. Why does that matter?
What?
Why does that matter? So it affects other halachas. Why does it matter in this particular case?
Being that it's so broad, it takes on life of its own. Being that it affects other halachas shows that it's consistency, it's power. How you have to be consistent. I think that's a good way of explaining it. Okay, we'll stop here.